Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. Did you have a good week? More importantly, did you find time to pray to Jesus? I begin every show with that question because to me, there's nothing more important than prayer. When we pray, we are speaking directly to Jesus, which is truly remarkable. Through prayer, we can share with Jesus all that is troubling us and all that is on our minds. Prayer lets us build a strong and meaningful relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our problems and difficulties and let Him handle them, allowing us to live in peace and contentment without stress, fear, or anxiety. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about being part-time Christians and how each of us needs to decide whether we're committed to the Lord 100%, following His laws and commands, or do we pick and choose only what we want, therefore living as part-time Christians. There's no place in the kingdom of God for part-time Christians. On today's show, I want to speak about a topic we should all be able to relate to and ask ourselves if it's something we practice. Today's topic is being considerate of others. As Christians, we know that we're obligated to put the needs of others before our own. But when speaking about being considerate of others, how many of us pay attention to what that means? Are we considerate when we drive, allowing the car to get in front of us when needing to enter our lane on the highway? Holding the door open for someone as they're entering the same building we are, and helping a person load a heavy package into their car as we're walking past them in the store parking lot. All of these things are examples of being considerate of others, and most importantly, they are pleasing the Lord. Unfortunately, today we're living in a world where there seems to be a lot less considerate people. Driving on the highway, we experience tailgaters and drivers cutting us off because they're in a hurry. Too many people don't hold the door open and will look right at us as they let the door close because they simply don't care. And rather than help the person with the heavy package, some will watch and snicker at the person struggling, thinking it's funny. How sad is that? Yet it's becoming more and more common. The question is, why have so many people gotten away from being considerate to others? The answer is that today, more people have abandoned our Lord and a Christian way of life. It's become for many all about me, and to them, that's all that matters. They come first. It's all about their needs and their wants. But we have a choice. We can be like them, or we can act as Christians, showing kindness and compassion and demonstrating whenever possible that we are being considerate of others. People learn by example, and if we demonstrate being considerate of others, we will see some people following us, and that is called making a difference. Most importantly, it will please our God. In the Bible it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24, "Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor." This Bible verse says it all, saying the good of our neighbor must come first. Understanding how the needs of others are more important than our own is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we're talking about being considerate of others. Showing consideration can start with the little things by showing courtesy and kindness towards someone, as well as the bigger things like not being argumentative and acting self-centered. When we think about others and put their needs before our own, being considerate of others will automatically become the norm because we'll quickly see so many opportunities for us to be considerate. And we'll enjoy watching the smiles in their faces when we are, and their gestures of kindness in return, such as them saying thank you or reciprocating with a considerate act toward us. The first song I'm going to play today has a powerful message. The song is called The Body and Blood of Jesus. When I wrote this song, I thought of what it would have been like to be alive when Jesus walked the earth and imagined watching him perform the most amazing miracle, giving us the Holy Eucharist at the Last Supper. In the verses, we will hear the many thoughts one might ask themselves when imagining seeing Jesus when he was on earth, and then in the chorus, what it might have been like being part of the Last Supper. The words in the chorus are, "He blessed the bread for all to see and said, do this in memory of me. He lives with us through the body and blood of Jesus. He held the cup so beautifully and said, do this in memory of me. Now we are one through the body and blood of Jesus." Please listen now to my song, The Body and Blood of Jesus.
What was it like when Jesus lived? Imagine seeing his face. What was it like when Jesus preached? Imagine being at that place, to walk with him, to be near him. Imagine how that would feel. And the night before he died, to be at his last you.
We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
Our topic for today is being considerate of others. When we think about it, being considerate of others should be something easy for us all to do without question, as long as we're acting like Christians, following the laws and commands of our God. But too often, we become oblivious to opportunities around us when we can and should show consideration towards someone. That's when we need the Lord's help to intervene and open our eyes so that we can see what we do not see. We do that through prayer. Pray to Jesus and ask Him to help us see what is around us and for us not to become so preoccupied with our own lives that we forget the needs of others. Using the examples given earlier, are we being considerate when we don't allow someone in front of us on the highway, or when we are the ones tailgating? Are we being considerate when we see someone walking toward the door of a building we're entering and we don't wait and hold it open for them? And are we being considerate when we walk past the person struggling with a heavy package as they're trying to put it in their car? I think we know the answer, yet there are times that we are all ignorant of our actions. We need to pray to Jesus and ask Him to keep us aware of all those around us and the many situations we have to show consideration and to do something nice rather than ignore the opportunity and focus only on ourselves. Through prayer, ask Jesus to help us be the best Christians we can be and to put the needs of others first, which includes our ability always to show consideration. Being considerate of others is an easy thing to do, but knowing how today we're all living in a fast-paced world with many pressures, it's understandable when we innocently ignore an opportunity to show consideration towards someone. So praying to Jesus and asking Him to keep us aware of those around us and their needs will help us be considerate to everyone at all times. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and ask Him for His help and guidance to allow us to be considerate to those we encounter at all times. This includes those we know and those who are strangers. Understanding the importance of being considerate to others is another step in living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, being considerate of others, in the Bible it says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. This Bible verse makes it clear that as Christians, we're obligated to put the needs and the interests of others before our own. The Lord wants us to be kind, compassionate, and considerate of others at all times. It's an important part of our Christian faith. The simplest thing to do is to always think of how we want to be treated and then do our best to treat those around us the same way. Being considerate of others is exactly how we want those we encounter to be of us. The next song I'm going to play has an important Christian message. The song is called Just Walk With Me. As someone who for many years lacked faith and didn't pray, after finding my faith, I wrote many songs that talk about my personal experiences and journey to finding Jesus. This song is one of them. In the verses, we hear about the doubts and the struggles I, as well as many others, face. Then in the chorus, what it means when we walk with Jesus and how all that may be troubling us easily goes away. Please listen now to my song, Just Walk With Me. The vocalist on the recording is Chelsea LaRosa from Hillsong.
He knows there are some just walk with me. I've been down this road so many times before. Just walk with me.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent. Advent is the time we prepare for Jesus' birth, but it's also the time for us to renew our faith. In the Gospel, we hear Jesus predicting what some may interpret as the end of the world. He ends the Gospel saying, "Be vigilant at all times and be ready to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel tells us to be ready at all times with strong faith, but we do not know when our time will come. The psalm today is Psalm 25. "To you, O Lord, I lift my soul." This psalm is a prayer of asking God to deliver us from our troubles and to bestow His mercy on us. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a musical arrangement with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 25, "To you, O Lord, I lift my soul."
Kindness and We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Value. A Piper Luce speaker started off a seminar by holding up a $20 bill. A crowd of 200 had gathered to hear him speak. He asked, "Who would like this $20 bill?" 200 hands went up. He said, "I am going to give this $20 to one of you, but first, let me do this." He crumpled the bill up. He then asked, "Who still wants it?" All 200 hands were still raised. "Well," he replied, "what if I do this?" Then he dropped the bill on the ground and stomped on it with his shoes. He picked it up and showed it to the crowd. The bill was all crumpled and dirty. "Now, who still wants it?" All the hands still went up. My friends, I have just showed you a very important lesson. No matter what I did to the money, you still wanted it because it did not decrease in value. It was still worth $20. Many times in our life, life crumbles up and grinds us into the dirt. We make bad decisions or deal with poor circumstances. We feel worthless, but no matter what has happened or what will happen, you will never lose your value. You are special. Don't ever forget it. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by Feedspot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.